World Report with Brandon House.
Ahead, General Motors is getting ready to cut loose 35,000 employees in Michigan alone after receiving millions in corporate perks from the state that were offered under the pretense that GM was, quote, creating jobs, end quote. More young, healthy people collapse suddenly of heart attacks and strokes, while the FDA rebukes the Florida Surgeon General for calling attention to the obvious. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Welcome to the Worldview Report. The federal government will not bail out Silicon Valley Bank, so said Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday before reversing herself. The bank, the 16th largest in the U.S. to collapse on Friday of last week after a 60% drop in shares, which sparked a run on the bank as panicked customers withdrew their cash. Watch this.
Your counterpart in the United Kingdom has said that the government there has ruled out a bailout of the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank. Have you also ruled out that kind of government intervention?
Well, let me be clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and we're certainly not looking, and the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. But we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
As one commenter in that Twitter thread said, quote, it seems like she, Yellen, would have made a great captain on the Titanic, end quote. But again, they reversed themselves after saying for so long, no bailouts, only bail-ins. When the future bank collapse happens, they said, even back in 2022, November 2022, the FDIC, in meetings, on video, that we have shown, there's not going to be bailouts. There'll be bail-ins. And bank collapses and bank runs are coming. Almost like they knew this was going to happen. But due to political pressure, they reversed course. Could it be because of the big companies involved and the big names? What kind of precedent is this setting? We've been covering this and will continue to do so on Brandon House Live. Well, as you know, this was the worst U.S. financial institution failure since 2008. With SVB controlling $209 billion in total assets at the end of 2022. Joe Biden, California Governor Gavin Newsom, the Treasury Department, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which now controls the bank's assets, while they're holding crisis talks as they try to get another financial institution to buy out SVB. The story is changing by the hour. Of course, the government says they're trying to stop a domino effect among other regional banks and the wider markets. But yesterday, there were reports that trading had to be halted on 20 smaller banks. Now, today, there are reports that some small banks are failing. Is this going to be the pattern? Was it on purpose to try to cause collapse with smaller banks so bigger banks can buy them up? In fact, we're getting reports that many people are indeed taking their money out of smaller banks and bringing them to what they think are too big to fail banks. Maybe this was all part of the plan to put the smaller banks out of business so we're only left with a few gigantic banks who then will cooperate willingly with the Great Reset and go right along with a, well, digital dollar. And guess what? You'll have to have a digital ID to do banking, to get a loan, to get on the internet. And all these banks, well, they're on board, what you bet. That's exactly what the World Economic Forum was bragging about in their own graphic that we've been showing now for about 18 months. We've been warning about that since early 2020, and here we are in 2023. So maybe the goal is to get rid of a lot of the independent smaller banks and go to only a few massive banks that are all on board with the Great Reset. FinBold News reports that Robert Kiyosaki, the author of the best-selling personal finance book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has warned that a third financial institution will likely collapse in the days ahead. He stressed that the situation would positively impact precious metals. That was in a tweet on March 10th. Quote, two major banks have crashed. Number three set to go. Buy real gold and silver coins now. No ETFs. When bank number three goes, gold and silver rocket up. 2008, I forecasted collapse of Lehman Brothers days before it crashed on CNN. If you want proof, go to richdad.com, end quote. That's what he said. According to Kiyosaki, his prediction aligns with a 2008 forecast of the collapse of the Lehman Brothers. Notably, the failure deepened the 2008 financial crisis, and the incident was considered a defining moment. Kiyosaki has previously projected a broader global economic collapse while noting that bank runs might accelerate amid the crisis. Kiyosaki's warning about a third bank collapse comes as speculation around the future of another crypto-friendly investment bank, Credit Suisse, continues to mount. This after the bank announced a delay in its annual report after the Securities Exchange Commission's call regarding the lender's cash flow statements for 2019 and 2020. As a result, the bank's shares hit a new all-time low on March 10, 2023. Back in October 2022, FinBold reported that Graham Stephan, a real estate investor, suggested that Credit Suisse could be in a, quote, critical moment, end quote, after the bank's credit default swaps cost have hit the highest level since 2008. Notably, Credit Suisse's credit default swaps kept growing in 2023. Credit default swaps are insurance against a potential default. As uncertainty escalates, economist Peter Schiff has stated that the U.S. banking system is on the brink of experiencing a, quote, much bigger collapse, end quote, compared to the 2008 crisis. On March 10th, Schiff cautioned that mass withdrawals would trigger failures. On the heels of billions of dollars in corporate handouts paid by Michigan taxpayers, General Motors, who is often a beneficiary of government subsidies, announced plans to cut 35,000 jobs in Michigan alone on Thursday. The company said that while they are not laying employees off at this time, they are attempting to buy workers out of their contracts in a $2 billion cost-saving measure. Last year, General Motors received nearly $1 billion in tax incentives from the Michigan government due to a promise to create thousands of new jobs from the creation of new battery and electric vehicle plants. General Motors' intent to cut tens of thousands of jobs in the state does not appear promising, as the Michigan legislature just promised another $650 million in subsidies to Ford to build a battery plant. In the case of both the Ford and General Motors subsidy, taxpayers will reportedly be stuck with over $300,000 in bills for every job created, meaning that the state will only recover a fraction of the tax revenue it cost to create the jobs. Michigan Democrats have given out $2.9 billion corporate handouts in less than 2 months in office. That's according to a Matnack Center analysis. The U.S. would be at a disadvantage if it engaged in a direct military confrontation with China over Taiwan. So warns General Jack Keane, former Vice Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. China possesses, quote, more ships, more airplanes, and more offensive and defensive missiles than the United States, end quote, in the Western Pacific. That's what he said on Friday in comments to Fox News, where he works as a senior strategic analyst. The retired general predicted, however, that Beijing would likely opt for a different strategy whereby it would attempt to bring Taiwan under control by imposing a total blockade. The retired general argued that China could prevail, quote, without firing a shot, end quote, rather than getting involved in a costly confrontation. To ensure that the outcome they want happens, the leadership in Beijing would need to establish control over Taiwan's airspace, as well as sea lanes, according to the general. The U.S. would be well advised to beef up its, quote, deterrence capability, end quote, in the region to, quote, prevent a war, end quote. That's again what the retired general added. To this end, the general stated that Washington should increase weapons production as well as double down on arming Taiwan. Brace yourselves for this next story because it's a real doozy. The Associated Press reports that U.S. health agencies have sent a letter to Florida's Surgeon General warning him that his claims about COVID-19 vaccine risk are harmful to the public. The letter from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was sent Friday to Florida Surgeon General, General Joseph Ladapo. It was a response to a letter Ladapo had written the agencies last month, expressing concerns about what he described as adverse effects from mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Ladapo was appointed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in 2021. And has attracted national scrutiny over his close alignment with the governor in opposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates and other health policies embraced by the federal government. Ladapo last year released guidance recommending against COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children, contradicting federal public health leaders whose advice says all kids should get the shots. He also has recommended against men ages 18 to 39 getting the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, claiming that an analysis by the Florida Department of Health showed an 84% increase in cardiac-related deaths. In their letter, the federal agencies debunked the analysis conclusion, saying that cardiovascular experts who studied the concern had concluded that the risk of strokes and heart attacks was lower in people who had been vaccinated, not higher. More than 13 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been given around the world with little evidence of adverse effects. That's what the federal health agency said. Quote, it is the job of public health officials around the country to protect the lives of the populations they serve, particularly the vulnerable. Fueling vaccine hesitancy undermines this effort, end quote. So said the letter signed by FDA Commissioner Robert Califf and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. The Florida Department of Health on Saturday didn't respond to an email inquiry about the letter. How do you respond, by the way, to something that stupid? When study after study has shown that people are being harmed by these injections, particularly in terms of cardiac incidences, like, well, things like strokes as well. Not to mention infertility and fetal deaths. There's only one conclusion to be drawn from this. And that is what I've been saying on my radio show for months. The federal government hates the American people and they want them dead. Meanwhile, incidents that seem likely connected to the COVID-19 so-called vaccine continue to pile up as young, otherwise healthy people collapse and often die in public view. The latest victim is a rapper who was performing in Africa. According to Fox News, the rapper Costa Titch, 28, died last weekend after collapsing at a Johannesburg music festival, according to an Instagram statement by his family. No cause of death was immediately announced. The rapper was reportedly performing at an expo center when he fell over on stage. The individual rushed to help the rapper, who briefly regained his footing before collapsing again. Take a look.
Don't force it.
If this is indeed a COVID vaccine death, then we will likely hear nothing more about the story. If they discover a different cause of death, it will be broadcast far and wide. This has become the standard operating procedure for those who continue to pretend the jabs are safe and effective. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Last week, a healthy and active 17-year-old girl suddenly went into cardiac arrest during a cheerleading competition, leading to multiple seizures. Kiana Jo had a seizure and stopped breathing after suffering cardiac arrest while in warm-ups at a competition in Raleigh, North Carolina. According to the Gateway Pundit, Kiana's mother, Andrea Jo, wrote the following on a Facebook post, quote, "I need everyone to pray for my beautiful girl. At a cheer competition today, she had a seizure and stopped breathing. She is in the pediatric ICU now, intubated and still unresponsive. We need the prayer chain to start healing her," end quote. Andrea said the doctors are baffled as to what could have caused the seizure. How can anyone, folks, be baffled as to what might have caused the seizure in this very young girl? Any of you watching this show on a regular basis would immediately say, did she have the shot? Because we have now for months and months and months on almost a nightly basis reported of active, athletic teenagers, folks in their 20s, dying. But yet the medical industry, they still are baffled. Well, you do know what you call a doctor that graduates at the bottom of his class, right? Doctor. So don't assume just because they're a doctor, they're smart. And who's told me this? Medical doctors who are stunned at the people that are getting their degrees because of the dumbing down of the standards due to political correctness and quotas. They're stunned at the people that are actually given a diploma and allowed to practice medicine. So be careful. The interbank messaging company Swift is moving forward on a project to build a standardized global interlinking central bank digital currency system. The project for CBDC cross-border payments involved 18 central and commercial banks from around the world, including the Banque de France, Royal Bank of Canada, and several others such as HSBC, Deutsche Bank, and many more. UBS, I could keep going. BNP, Italy's got a big bank involved, the URLs, Standard Chartered, and Monetary Authority of Singapore. Louis Sun, global head of domestic and emerging payments at HSBC, said in a statement, quote, "While interest in CBDCs is growing, so is the risk of fragmentation as a widening range of technologies and standards is being experimented with," end quote. He added that the SWIFT project may lead to, quote, "faster, cheaper, and more secure cross-border payments," end quote. The banks, of course, are eager to latch onto SWIFT's CBDC project. CNBC reported last week that SWIFT said the project's test had so far shown that CBDCs and traditional currencies can, quote, coexist, end quote, in the same, quote, financial ecosystem, end quote. Tom Zizak, chief innovation officer at SWIFT, said, quote, "Our experiments have shown the critical role that SWIFT can play in a financial ecosystem in which digital and traditional currencies coexist. Our solution has been successfully tested across almost 5,000 transactions between two different blockchain networks and a traditional fiat currency. And we're delighted to have the support of our community in developing it further. Many participants have made clear their desire for continued collaboration on interoperability, and this is particularly pleasing, end quote. Over 100 countries are currently working on some form of CBDCs, with some having already launched digital currencies. The fact that SWIFT is working on a system to consolidate even more financial control in the hands of central banks, well, that should not be surprising. A shelter-in-place order was implemented Sunday, March 12th, for a hazardous materials incident in Lancaster City, Pennsylvania, extending half a mile around Kunzler Meat Company on the 600 block of Manor Street. According to Fox 43, the incident involved an ammonia leak. Ammonia is a toxic gas or liquid, and it's not good for your tissues, certainly if you come in contact with it. Fox 43 reported that Lancaster City officials say that crews remained on the scene of the incident, but they, well, identified the source of the leak, and they somehow managed to isolate it. In a Facebook post that was shared by the city, they say the leak is located inside the plant, but it was contained. Hazmat crews were said to be monitoring the air in the surrounding areas. Officials said there was no immediate threat to the public, but the shelter in place remained in effect until Sunday evening. If the leak was contained inside the plant, why would they be monitoring the air quality in the surrounding area and keeping the shelter in place order active? That's a good question. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Europe is on fire with protest. We brought you clips from the protest in France last week. The Netherlands is also on fire. These are largely middle-class uprisings that the U.S. media does not want you to see. Why? Because the establishment globalists know that they're guilty of the same oppression against the middle class as we're seeing in Europe. They're just a little bit ahead of us in that regard. Dutch farmers are back out in the streets protesting their government's mandated climate policies, which call for shutting down 3,000 farms, including some of the most productive, efficient farms in the world. This is straight out of Agenda 2030. This is sustainable development from the United Nations and from the World Economic Forum. Watch this. One of the lead activists is Eva Villard-Dingerbroek, who delivered an epic speech over the weekend defending Dutch farmers who are under attack by tyrannical globalists. Here's an excerpt from that speech.
Boeren, burgers, Nederlanders. Ons land is ontstaan uit het verzet tegen de tirannie. Tegen de Spaanse tirannie. Nu, bijna 5 eeuwen later, strijden wij Nederlanders opnieuw tegen tirannie. We strijden tegen een corrupte en onrechtvaardige overheid. Een overheid die andersdenkende uitsluit en boeren van hun land jaagt. Toen kwam het onrecht uit Madrid, nu komt het hier, uit Den Haag. En dat is het onrecht van de ergste soort. Want onze overheid heeft zich gekeerd tegen haar eigen bevolking. Zij heeft de aanval geopend op een van de hardst werkende, meest succesvolle en bewonderenswaardige groepen van dit land. En dat zijn jullie, de boeren en burgers van Nederland. Onze boeren zorgen al eeuwenlang voor miljoenen mensen ter wereld voor de dagelijkse voedselvoorziening. En anders dan wat die leugenaars in Den Haag beweren, doen jullie broeren dat op een verantwoorde en schone manier met oog voor de schepping. Maar daar gaat ons kabinet niet om. Het gaat ons kabinet niet om de natuur. Het gaat ze niet om de Nederlandse bevolking. En het gaat ze niet om de boeren. Ons kabinet heeft een leugen gecreëerd om de boeren van hun land te verjagen. Alles wat jullie boeren bezitten, alles waar jullie een hele leven hard voor gewerkt hebben, zij weten dat even van jullie af te mogen pakken. En weten jullie hoe ik dat soort mensen doe, dames en heren? Ordinaire dupen! Wij allemaal staan pal achter onze boeren. Want wij weten dat als we klaar zijn met de boeren, dat wij allemaal aan de beurt zullen komen. En daarom, beste mensen, lieve mensen, gaan we het niet laten gebeuren. Wij zeggen nee tegen het globalisme. Wij zeggen nee tegen de uitverkoop van ons land. En wij zeggen nee tegen Rutte 4. Leven de Nederlandse boeren, leven onze bevolking en leven de vrijheid. Dank u wel.
That's coming here, folks. We have the same type of globalist running this country. And they espouse the exact same policies of economic destruction and destruction of our food supply, our supply chain, our families, our private property, and our way of life. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported program. Here's how you can do it a couple ways. One, go to WVWTVstore.com and take advantage of our freeze-dried food special that includes free freight. That will save you hundreds of dollars. Many of you are ordering 1 and 2 years of freeze-dried food. That's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. We're picking up the freight. Here's the other thing. I just got word from the company that we represent. They're going to have to raise their prices of their food come the end of the month. Come the end of March, they're going to have to raise their prices due to inflation. That's right, folks. Here we go. Rising of food again. So here's what I would suggest. If you want emergency freeze-dried food, you have all the reasons to do it now. A, look at that all in the news, right? They're deliberately creating a global financial crisis and food crisis, a supply chain crisis. So get it while you can. B, you're getting free shipping. C, the price is going up. We've just been told what we buy after March will be going up, which means we're going to have to raise our prices. So now is the time to purchase your emergency freeze-dried food. WVWTVstore.com. Or you can just wait till April and pay more. WVWTVstore.com. By the way, there's going to come a point in time where even if you want to order it, you may not be able to get it. You may not be able to have it shipped to you because there's been a breakdown. So again, I would urge you to not wait until it's too late. WVWTVstore.com. Now, I know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you for purchasing it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We're offering you a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. And we offer free freight. So there you go. WVWTVstore.com. Now, you can also call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. Get your order in by phone or online. We're shipping daily, all right? Then you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. Don't forget the brand new MyPillow 2.0 is there. Also, $150 slippers, now $25. They were about $150. Now they're $25. It's a closeout sale. They're only going to have one model. So they're closing out everything else. So what was $150 is now just $25 for those slippers. And I love those slippers. And I have a lot of friends that love them and family that I've shipped them to and given them to as gifts. They love them too. So again, you're going to get a $150 pair of slippers for $25, limit of 10 per person, all right? You can do that at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66 for savings and we get credit. And while you're there, why not pick up some sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. 866. And then don't forget about our